This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Rochelle Steele is a fine art photographer. She's a mom to two teenage daughters. She's a Navy veteran who loves the sea and an alumni of the Academy of Art University. She also runs in the evening. And what she noticed on her run about a month ago inspired her to take a bit of a turn in life, I would say. And in the weeks since then, she has been giving many people an uplift. So I think her story is the perfect uplift to start a new week. She's on the phone with us. Hi, Rochelle. Welcome to Insight.
Hi. Good morning, Beth. Thank you so much.
Will you tell the rest of the story about what happened back in March on that run?
Well, I was running through the streets and it was just so calm and quiet and quite deserted. And I could just kind of feel how full the houses were and the energy kind of radiating from them. And I was just filled with awareness of how nervous and how scared of a time this is for everyone, but really how kind of close everyone is right now and how we're confined in our homes. And specifically, I was thinking about my across the street neighbor and what beautiful people they are. And as a photographer, thinking about how they've never even had a family portraiture done. And it just dawned on me how stunning it would be to capture them through their front window in this time. And what a beautiful present that would be and a portrait that would be.
So then
and
what
it kind
did
of
you
took off from there?
Yeah. Then what did you do? What happened next?
Well, I kind of just started really kind of thinking about the concept and developing it. And I reached out to Sandy and thought if, you know, approached her if she'd be open to it. And as soon as we started the shoot, right after that, it was probably actually the next day, I really could feel how beautiful it was and the connection and the power of what they were feeling and this experience and this moment in time, and just started going from there and tried to capture as many families as I could.
So the project is loosely titled The Shelter in Place, and what you've done is taken pictures of people in their homes through windows or different places at their house, and I guess in some cases it might be the first family portrait, but for everybody, it's the one or one of the pictures that will say so much to generations and generations about this first wave of the COVID-19 experience. What's happening as you meet people and spend time in their lives and then take this picture? What's happening to you?
Well, this is actually a really intimate experience to share with these families. And as we're going through this experience together, I am wide open through my lens and open to them. And in turn, they're opening to me. And they're saying, this is who we are. This is our home. This is who we are in our space. And what I'm really trying to do is capture, like you said, an heirloom portrait for them. And not only telling their stories, but their story is everyone's story right now. This is affecting everyone, all households, all economic, you know, categories and types of homes and the creation of what we consider a family. It affects everybody, and it's been really intimate experience for us, and one that I hope that viewers through these portraits, they can see themselves in it and they can feel seen as these families have, you know, felt seen. And I think what's really beautiful is usually it would be taboo to gaze into someone's illuminated home. Mm-hmm. But we're being invited in to gaze in, and we're being seen. And it's just really validating. And as an artist, it's been an extremely fulfilling experience.
Your pictures show also what's behind the person in the room, the pictures on the fridge or the wall, the type of curtains, the ceiling fan, you know, the door, the dining room table. So it's reminding me of what we're seeing all across the country and around the world as we watch each other on a Zoom meeting or in a video or a living room performance. We're really seeing in a way we never would have otherwise inside people's lives and how much we're different, but we're so much the same. And it's remarkably beautiful how you've captured it in these black and white images. And there's a sense of uniqueness, but a sense of together in the same placeness, too.
I agree. I think that we're all discovering a new way of connecting electronically and visually with each other, and just being open and sharing on that format. And what I really wanted to do is more than just make a portrait, is tell a story and use everything about them, their home, their environment, their energy, the dynamic of who's in the household, and use that moment to help us all connect and feel present in this moment with each other.
If you are listening right now and you want to jump on and take a look at some of these photos, you can find it at steelcapture.com, S-T-E-E-L-E, steelcapture.com. I'm talking to Rochelle Steele, who had this sort of inspiration as she was on a run one night through her neighborhood. Rochelle, tell me a bit about your own life and maybe how this connects to some of your Navy experience or the experience of what you intended your photography and artwork to be?
Well, as a Navy veteran, I had the honor and the experience of sailing on different vessels out in the ocean. And with all military members, there's this anomaly in this experience that you go through that is quite separate from the normal life that you're used to. And you really become acquainted with a feeling of longing and loneliness and yearning and really craving the intimate, just the experience of being around people that know and love you intimately. But through that, in these moments of isolation and separation, what happens is you grow this incredible lasting bond with the people that you're confined with, because basically in the Navy, you are confined to your ship when you're out to sea. And it's a really, really beautiful experience. So in this moment of isolation and loneliness, you find a really, really beautiful connection with those that are around you. And so I know what people are feeling right now. And it's really scary to feel separated and alone, especially for people that are sheltering by themselves right now. It is absolutely just a bottomless feeling. You're not even being able to interact, you know, even with those people at work if you're not non-essential right now. So I just felt so empathetic, and I wanted to acknowledge that and acknowledge that not only to the people in the images, but to the millions of people that are experiencing this phenomenon right now of this isolation and yearning, this unsureness of what's going on. But, you know, it's not going to last forever. And it's a beautiful moment to capture and try to bring people together. And I just want to let them know that I understand. I do. It's isolating and lonely, and it doesn't last forever.
Well, the people in your photos are connected to each other, obviously, and you've captured that in a warm and very active way. But I think what we felt was how connected anybody looking at the photos feels. And you said it earlier in this conversation that you get invited in. You're walked into their intimate places and their world. So I do want to put this out there that if somebody would like to reach out to you or would like this kind of photo for themselves, how do they get in touch with you? And is this something that you're doing now as your own little cottage industry during the time of the pandemic?
For me, the project is kind of tapering off. I am still connecting with some families. There's a lot of work involved with it. On my website, steelcapture.com, you can, or a viewer can go on there, and there is information on how to contact me if anyone wants to connect. So feel free, and I invite anyone to do that. And I just want to continue forward and continue touching people's lives. And through this, maybe people can, you know, feel connected and seen themselves.
Well, before I let you go, how are those two teenagers doing with this time? And what are they doing?
They're a little stir crazy. It's been really interesting for us as a family too. One of my daughters is a competitive athlete. She's a softball player. So just us doing our little workouts in the backyard and trying to be positive for each other. It's been a really beautiful experience, though. Me and my daughters are just getting that quality time that I think we're all lacking in this really busy world, where now someone has pulled the e-brake and they're saying, no, it's quality time all the time. So it's interesting. I love my teenagers. And this is a time we probably won't ever forget.
I love that attitude. Thank you. We've had a number of uplifts from you today.
So, thank you so much, Beth.
Thank you, Rochelle. Take care. Good luck to all of you. Stay safe. And thank you for sharing your art and your talent and your story with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much, Beth. Have a beautiful day.
You too. That's Rochelle Steele. We'll post a link on our website to steelcapture.com, and you can see some of the photos as well. So that's Insight for today. I want to do a shout out. I know Rochelle isn't on the line, but thank you too for your service to our country. Always, always the heart of that, and that giving spirit goes on. Our team's going to be back with you in just a few hours to bring you Governor Gavin Newsom's press briefing. Our live coverage starts at noon. So stay safe, stay at home if you can, and thanks for joining us.